If I don't know, I can't tell anybody. Just tell me where's a good place for you to see me without me or anybody watching me seeing you. Smets thought about it and mentioned a place he did know was there, because his labor battalion had passed that way every morning and evening when he was doing time. He described it, asked, "What are we up to?" "I'm going to see if Exile will talk deal."
"Oh, shit, man! He'll take you apart!"
"He might," Fish admitted. "But we know somebody's going to do that real soon anyway. He's the only one who's offered any serious deal. I think if I had my druthers, I'd rather the rebels got the damned thing. The Imperials are nasty enough without it." Fish grunted.
"Maybe.
But they don't want to pay for it. They want you to do it for love." "I'm a whore, too old and set in her ways not to want to get paid for my trouble."
Smet said, "I guess for guys like us, it don't matter who's running things anyway. Whoever it is, they're going to try to stick it to us."
The heavens had cut loose now, dumping snow so heavily it had become their ally. Fish started explaining what he wanted Smets to do. Chapter 67. The gang came smashing in out of the blizzard. Raven snarled, "We lost them!" Stubby Torque said,
"You can't see your hand in front of your face out there."
"You tracked Raker down in a snowstorm in Roses, didn't you?" I asked Raven.
"Different circumstances."
He was double-pissed now because of what he thought he saw when he busted through the door. As if we could have done anything about it carved up the way we were. Darling shut them up. She made it clear she'd had her mind on business because she told them what we were going to do if those guys told the Gray Boys where to find us again. She felt almost sorry for those two. She overdid the empathy sometimes. I don't have any for guys who stick knives in me. The excitement started a few hours later when a couple of our little spies from the temple came charging in to tell us how a guy who sounded like the one who stabbed me had dropped in on Exile to see if he could cut a deal. As a good faith gesture, he'd told Exile where he could find us and Brigadier Wildbrand. He'd also told Exile his headquarters were so riddled with spies he couldn't sneeze without some plane creature reporting it. That meant big excitement over there. A bunch of our little allies didn't get the word in time to get out. Gossamer and Spider Silk led the exterminator squads. Meantime, they were throwing together a gang to come after us. They figured we'd hear they were coming, but counted on us getting caught being on the move in a city alert for us. I thought they were a little optimistic there, considering Bowmans and Silent had done a good job keeping us from being noticed before. But Exile probably wouldn't know we had those kinds of resources. Not about Bowmans, at least. I figured his big panic would come when he started wondering what resources Darlin could call up out of the plane.